We don't normally take our seats at this point in the service, but this has not been a normal week. Especially as a proud Zionist and a particularly proud progressive Zionist, one who believes not only in the wonderful Israel we have, but in her potential in days ahead as a Jewish democratic state for the people of Israel. This has been a week that leaves me pain, that leaves me angry, that leaves me disappointed. That during this past week, even before turning to the unfortunate and ill-considered new basic law called the Nation State Law, the government of the State of Israel again passed a law disenfranchising and discriminating against same-sex couples who would use surrogates in order to observe the incredibly important communal and personal mitzvah of having children, of having a family. That this very same week that the government, after hearing from far and near in loud voices, from particularly our congregation, from the local Toronto community, from the Jewish Federations of North America, from so many loud voices with whom we partner in the State of Israel, from the Reform and the Conservative movement, and so many progressive voices, that here was an ill-considered direction. Here was something that, should it be turned into a basic law, would be problematic in so many ways for the democracy and the very nature of the State of Israel. And nevertheless, the government, when in past basic laws have been passed, they were passed by huge, by a huge plurality, a huge majority of members of the Knesset. And yet, this basic law was passed in a purely partisan basis. And that in fact, when this law, which should not have been passed, should have been accompanied by reassurances to progressive voices within and without, by reassurances to Jews who live around the world that our voice is still heard, the government chose to pass this law with written reassurances to the ultra-Orthodox parties who are part of its government that no future progress would be made this fall for matters of synagogue and state, for religion and state in the State of Israel. And to make sure that painfully we would be in the mood for the observance of Tisha B'Av this week, which we can't help but be, at the end of the week, at the instigation of the rabbinic establishment in the land of Israel, the police in Haifa banged on the door of an Israeli citizen at 5 a.m. and woke a man out of his bed to drag him down to the police station for questioning. And who was this? This was Rabbi Dov Chiyun of Congregation Moriav, the conservative congregation in Haifa, who was taken for questioning for the crime, potentially, of carrying out a wedding that was not recognized by the chief rabbinate of the State of Israel. It has been the most difficult week for progressive Zionists that I remember in recent times. And what to say? How do we at this moment speak to Prime Minister Netanyahu and the leadership of this current government in the State of Israel and make our voices heard? It's hard to find the right words. And yet in this week's Torah portion in Parashat Dvarim, the beginning of the Torah portion is understood in a particular way. There is a list of locations of the Jewish people's journeys But our commentators, the Kli Yakar among them, says this is no ordinary list. This is rather an act of rebuke. This is Moses hoping that his words will be heard. So instead of yelling in anger at the people of Israel toward the end of his life, he instead hints toward its leaders, reminding them of the times and places in their Jewish lives that represent the failures and the dangers that they must learn from. So on this particular Shabbat Chazon, I have a message for the leaders of our progressive voices in Israel, and that is that we are with you. We continue to be with you. We stand proudly at your side to fight for the Israel we know that must be and can be, and that all of them can count on us for the long haul, not merely in days or weeks or news cycles. But in regard to Prime Minister Netanyahu, to him and his government, I have the following message. Masada, Barcelona, St. Louis, Haifa. That's my message to the leaders of Israel, taking a cue from this week's Torah portion. Masada, Barcelona, St. Louis, Haifa. Why? Because the story of Masada is an extremely important Jewish story. It is a story on one level of Jewish idealism, of Jewish courage. It used to be the place where IDF soldiers were sworn in. And many years ago now, Israel stopped swearing in its soldiers on Masada. Why? Because Masada is also a story of extremism. It is a story of a choice of a fringe ideology over the very survival of the Jewish people. That while we can, on one level, still somehow appreciate the courage of those who stood on Masada, that were they the entire leadership of the Jewish people, there would have been no one remaining to remember them. Jewish continuity comes from living in a real world, of living a life that mixes ideology and compromise, and that says that in order to survive and thrive, we must seek to build Jewish agreement and consensus. We must seek, even with those whom we disagree within and without our people, to find the areas of common ground that strengthen us to move forward as a people. We will commit ourselves to see that what happened this week was not a Masada moment for the democracy of the state of Israel, for it represented a rejection of compromise, a willingness to force a certain moment's temporal politics on the larger democratic structure and populations of the state of Israel. What will become of this law is not just about the letters that are in the bill. It's about what will be. And we will continue to work for and demand a state of Israel, that if it is the state of the Jewish people as it is and must be, that it is so in a way that understands the different ideologies and the different factions, the necessity of compromise and mutual understanding, both within the Jewish people and without. That this law, which was taken both in Israel by its non-Jewish citizens and outside of Israel by enemies of Israel, as a blow to citizens' rights and to Israeli democracy, that such values will not become the value of our state. We will fight to see that our Jewish state is a democratic state that, while proudly Jewish, respects and represents all of its citizens. This past week was a step in the wrong direction. Barcelona. Barcelona is known for many different reasons, but Barcelona was the location of the famous disputation between Ramban, between the Rabbi Nachmanides, and Pablo Cristiani, a Jew who had converted to Christianity. And in public, there was a debate, if you will, and we shouldn't, over the truth, the relative truth of Judaism and Christianity and their claims. Barcelona and this event in many ways represents the dividing point between what we rightly refer to as a golden age of Judaism in Spain and a time that led eventually to Inquisition and expulsion. My father's a businessman, but the prime minister's father was a historian, and he should know what comes of the debating of the truth of religious claims in political environments. He should know that using the government and its legal structure to place one Jewish belief higher than another, to say that we will be certain that the Jewish state is not religiously the state of all Jews. This is in fact a step this week away from engagement and discussion and towards something that feels much more like Inquisition. How can we feel otherwise when an Israeli-born conservative rabbi is questioned by the police for carrying out a proper Jewish wedding? And when, in fact, the prime minister is silent after such an event. St. Louis. Okay, St. Louis in Jewish history is not only a place. It's also a ship. It's also a ship where the Jewish people were reminded what it means to be refugees, what it means to be asylum seekers, what it means to be the other, and where our people paid the ultimate price when we lived in a world that affirmed that it could be politics as usual to look away from people who were forced into those categories and reject them. On top of its painful history, this current Israeli government, at rejecting any rights or proper dealing with and recognition of asylum seekers in the land of Israel. Israel this week turned more and more into others, said, if you are not Jewish citizens of the land of Israel, you will be treated like and seen as other. The nation state's law downgrading the status of Arabic in the state of Israel from an official language to a language of special status, whatever it means legally, could only be taken one way by the nearly 20% of the Arab citizens of Israel. And it is a message that shows a grand moral and cognitive ignorance to the truths of our people's background. Oh, and by the way, St. Louis is also a place, a Jewish community that is one quarter the size of the Toronto community, but contains at current 4,750 Reform-affiliated households. A place that represents the historical continuity of diaspora Reform Judaism, of its strength and its vitality, and a reminder to those who might take a more Middle Eastern view and say they will outlast the reform movement in its opposition to the state's position on us, that we are here, we have been here longer than the Zionist movement itself has existed, as long as the Hasidic movements in Judaism has existed, we will continue to grow and strengthen and to raise our Jewish voices for the authentic Jewish practice that is Reform Judaism, which thrives in places like St. Louis and thrives at least as well now natively in the land of Israel, which is why we also have to mention Haifa, not only out of awareness of this completely anti-democratic and cruel treatment of a teacher of the people of Israel in the land of Israel, which happens, by the way, to be the conservative congregation in which Naftali Bennett, the leader of the Jewish Home Party, grew up. Haifa is a place where this event occurred this week, but the congregation of which the rabbi is a leader was founded in Haifa in 1954 and continues to function strongly in Haifa. Haifa, the location where the first reform institution in Israel, the Leo Beck School, was founded in 1939, and where it grows and thrives, along with four reform-affiliated congregations in Haifa. Progressive Judaism is not a diaspora phenomenon. It is an essential element of the history and the character of our state of Israel, and for the good of Israel, is and must continue to be. It's a difficult time for the Jewish people, even without these politicized, wrong-headed directions. But we say at this moment, as we acknowledge that today happens to be on the calendar the 9th of Av, tomorrow its observance, that we will not stand idly by while those who call themselves leaders engage in hateful actions that create pointless enmity between Jews and other peoples, between Zionists and those who don't yet support our state. We will not stand idly by, but will work and commit ourselves to create a better Israel, an Israel that is truly a Jewish state and a democratic home for all of its citizens, and is seen and felt to be the national home of the Jewish people worldwide, in all of its wonderful variety that in fact strengthens our people and helps us assure the Jewish future. Much of what's been said today is political because we live in political times. But politics are meaningless without values. And so we clarify our statements and our positions by turning to the values that are at the heart of our love for, our support for, and our dedication to a bright future for the state of Israel. The words of our prayer for the state of Israel that can be found in your Siddurim on page 71. Please rise as we join together in them and recommit ourselves to the values that they represent.
Okay. Eloheinu ve'Elohei Avotenu ve'imotenu. Eternal God of all generation, within our heart of hearts, in the deep recession of the Jewish soul, lies a hope. The hope of 2,000 years, the hope of today and tomorrow, that a people who took root in the land might grow and blossom on ancient soil.
That a nation might bring prophetic visions and eternal values to life.
That a country in sort of a dream might find safety and shalom.
That a Jewish state might offer acceptance within and receive it from without.
That we might prove that, if we will it, it is no dream.
To be a free people in our own land, Eretz Zion v'Yerushalayim.
Li'otam chofshi be'aretzenu, Eretz Zion v'Yerushalayim. Li'otam chofshi be'aretzenu, Eretz Zion v'Yerushalayim.